Hey everybody, this is Harriet Kimmock, the host of Down to Earth, the show in which we talk about the issues that matter. And today on our show, I want to talk with you about driven by lusts. That's right, driven by lust. And I am taking this from Romans chapter 1, verse 27. And as you can clearly see from this poster board that I have there, this is not something that Harriet has made up. This is something that is written in the Bible and has been there for thousands of years. Now, prior to coming on air, I did some research on this. On every English translation, every English version of the Bible that I read, it spoke the same words. This tells me that this is exactly what God's posture is on this subject, and that we must pay attention, because not paying attention, well, the Bible did talk about Sodom and Gomorrah. So the themes we're going to cover this morning are homosexuality. Is it wrong? Lust control our actions, and I'm going to talk about that, and leaving the natural use of our bodies the way they were designed to be, the way they were designed to work. So we're going to talk about that from Romans chapter 1. I'm going to read to you from the Bible in case you have never heard this before. It starts in Romans chapter 1, verse 18, and it continues until the end of that chapter. So, but before I do that, if this is your first time watching this program, my name is Harriet Kimmock. I'm a minister and I'm an author. And I'm also the founder of the Exodus Foundation, an organization that we founded to provide relief services to women who are fleeing intimate partner violence and fleeing human sex trafficking. So go to our website, theexodusfoundation.com, for more information on how you can be a part of the movement and how you can help us to continue to provide services for women. Amen? Amen. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for those of you behind the camera who are always, always on my side. Thank you so very much. I thank you. So I want to get into this, Romans chapter 1. And I want to speak to this because there are so many things happening. Recently, we heard news of a prominent bishop who was caught in nefarious positions with a well-known rapper, a well-known entertainer. Yeah? And the speculation about what happened there needs no one else to speculate. It is clear that it's happened because more and more stories are emerging. Just this past week, a movie star was seen in pictures groping a young man. But he's married, and yet he presents himself as being a married man. Yeah? So now when we look at all of this, and we examined and we look at how in the Catholic Church this presented itself, and the accusations that literally have torn the Catholic Church apart, the Church at Rome, we begin to ask ourselves, well, what does the Bible have to say about it? Well, a few weeks ago, what we discovered was that in one of the translations of the Holy Scriptures in Acts, what we found was the Bible says in its original version, what the original translation said, bishop of one wife. The Church at Rome construed that to be bishop of no wife. Hence, humanity and civilization headed down that course. It is no secret then why we are here today examining this. So we want to talk about what controls these and how does God, the Creator, feel about it. Because make no mistake about it, no matter where you come from, no matter what your thought processes are, there's one thing that becomes clear every day that you live, that there is a God in the universe. That much becomes clear. You begin to realize that as powerful as the United States is, the United States does not control the heavens, nor the seas, nor does the United States control the water coming out of the sky. If it did, guess what? We would never have climate change. If the United States were in so much control, and if we humans were in so much control, no one would get sick and no one would die. Amen? So now that we recognize, and we're winky-winking at each other, like silently winky-winking, because it is common today to not believe in anything outside of man. All we are supposed to believe in today is man, us, humans. We're not supposed to believe that there is a God who is there. But the Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must do so in spirit and in truth. And then the Bible connects with other religions that I have studied. And what I found was that there was a common theme about a savior who rose up among the people and preached a message of love and acceptance and deliverance. So then it is common. So regardless of which part of the world, the earth you come from, what region of the world, what your cultural dictates are, there's one thing that we can honestly say. Somebody's up there in the heavens turning the water on, guiding the sun, the moon, and the seas to stay in place. Otherwise, it would have been utter geographical chaos by now. So then, human beings now, recognizing that they can't control that, they turn to each other and they decide, this is how we're going to control. So let's read Romans chapter 1. And as usual, as you know, Romans is the Christian roadmap. If you want to know how to live as a Christian, the book of Romans is your guide, right? All right, so Romans chapter 1, let's start at verse 18. Check this out. It says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. I have to read that to you so you know where we're going in verse 27. And it says, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness? You will see that in just a minute. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, excuse me, for God has shown it to them. So all these people who are posturing and pontificating, God has already revealed himself to them. So the fact that they can go power bottom for rappers and prolific, you know, be proliferous about their misdeeds does not change the fact that God has already revealed himself to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen. You and I see that every day. How does the sun know when to turn off, right? And yes, you're going to talk about science, but who does that? That's the intelligent design. Who is behind that? Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. We're going somewhere. Professing to be wise, they became fools. So in all their wisdom, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, like birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Make it sound like that's all God is. Yeah. Therefore, God, in response to that behavior and that those thought processes, God gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and they worshiped and served the creature, the created, rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Check this out. For this reason, in verse 26, Romans chapter 1, for this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. Listen, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Did you hear that? That's what lesbians are. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust, homosexuality, yeah? Burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They're whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Father, in the name of Jesus, let me decrease so that you might increase. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts find your acceptance in your sight today. We pray for someone watching and listening that they be guided accordingly by these words, that these words become instructive, that people know that you are God and that you are still able to hear and accept us. We pray that this changes someone's mind, that this provides clarity to someone in the name of Jesus. And let me decrease and let the word of God increase in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I said maybe Harriet is wrong, knowing very jolly well that the Bible cannot be wrong. So maybe it's me. Yeah? Maybe it's me. So I looked in every translation of the Bible. You want me to read it to you? The New International Version. Why don't we go there? Let's read it one more time. We're going to read the New International Version because I want you to recognize that this is the same Bible. Okay. So the New International Version, we're going to go to 25. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie. This is the New International Version of the Bible. And worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed shameful acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their error. You want to hear another one? That's the New International Version. Let's read the New Living Translation. One more time. The New Living Translation says, we start at verse 26. That is why God abandoned them to their shameful desires. Even the women turned against the natural way to have sex and instead indulged in sex with each other. And the men, instead of having normal sexual relations with women, burned with lust for each other. Men did shameful things with other men, and as a result of this sin, they suffered within themselves the penalty they deserve. That's just the New Living Translation. Okay, everybody likes the Amplified Bible. Why don't we go there? The Amplified Bible, verse 26 in the Amplified Bible reads, "For this reason, God gave them over and abandoned them to vile affections and degrading passions, for their women exchanged their natural function for an unnatural and abnormal one. And the men also turned from natural relations with women and were set ablaze, burning out, consumed," in parentheses, I promise you, it's in the Amplified Bible, "with lust for one another," for an other men, "committing shameful acts with men and suffering in their own bodies and personalities the inevitable consequences and penalty of their wrongdoing and going astray, which was their fitting retribution." Do you see? In every translation, these are, by the way, these are modern translations. So in the event that someone says that the King James Version is old English, not relevant to today's world, can't understand it, they mistranslated it. In every modern translation, it says homosexuality is wrong. Men with men doing what is shameful, committing shameful acts. Men leaving the natural use of a woman. Can I just say, this is what is wrong with our marriages? This is what is wrong with our relationships? We women today are unable to find men with as partners. Because why? Because men don't want women anymore. Men want to be with men. They are burning with their lust. And do you know why this reprobate, debased mind came about? Because they threw God out. You know, the ancestors used to say, the old folks used to say 30 years ago, that because we got rid of prayer in schools, that's why we have school shootings. And you know what? People like me made a mockery of them. And said, oh, really? We need gun reform. We need this. No, we threw God out. We threw God out of our marriages. We threw God out of our homes. We threw God out of our schools. We actually said we don't need God because we are self-fulfilling. Now look at us. Look how silly this is. The reason this is silly is because the last time I checked, human beings don't live longer than 100, maybe 110 years. So if the Bible was written and translated 500 years ago, okay, we still don't have any human being who has lived for 500 years. The second thing about that is that the references in the Bible have been backed up by history dating back thousands of years ago. There is no one alive who has lived for thousands of years. So how come I'm going to come along? And you want me to believe in history. You want me to believe in the philosophers of Greece. You want me to believe in Greek philosophy. You want me to believe in Roman history. but you don't want me to believe in something as simple as this. Do you see what I'm saying? So when you look at it, it doesn't make sense. But you know why? Because this doesn't line up with the laws that control our actions. It does not line up because we let lust. Let me just ask you this. How many of you women saw a man you wanted and he looks at you, you look at him, and then you want to go out with him, but you can't get a text back? He doesn't want to talk to you. You know why? He's burning with lust for another man. And they can't seem to, God let the debased mind come over them. They can't seem to get a grip. Let me tell you something. I have a friend. She's deceased now, so I can talk about her. She was married for 40 years to a man. And that 40-year marriage ended because her husband told her he was leaving her for another man. I kid you not. She was devastated. It sent her reeling into depression. She had to go back to work because they lost everything. He took everything out of their marriage so that he could go what? Pursue his lust for other men. For 5 years, he was doing well. They bought a boat and he was living on his boat and everything. One day, that same man turned around and told him he was leaving him for a woman. And she came to me and said, "So now what, Miss Minister Lady? What do I do now? Where is your God now? What do I do? Look at my life. My life was pulled apart, devastated." That same husband, he ended up sick and she had to take him in her house. The same house that he left her, that she had to go take out double mortgage on, that she lost everything for. The same house she had to take him back in to save him from being homeless on the street. Why? Why? When she asked me, I told her because men with men committing shameful acts. I want you to understand that God is in the business of redemption and redeeming. So when he points this out, that this juncture that we're in is because it's a call to action for us to come now and go ask God for redemption. So all of us who are experiencing lust, and I know especially today when men are so absent from our lives as women, that women are turning to one another and saying, "I grew up with a violent father, violent grandfather. I was raped, molested, stepped on. I don't want to have anything to do with men." For years, I've been trying to explain this and people used to tell me that I was homophobic. But there was something in me that was trying to say, this is why. Some of us women would rather stay by ourselves than to be with men. Because frankly, we don't know where they're coming from. Most of them are having, they say they're straight, but they're having relations with other men. How do I know? Let me tell you how do I know. Let me just open your eyes. A few years ago, I was trying to get some grants written and I was introduced to a group of people and they took me into their confidence. And one of them was a young man who explained to me what he does for a living. He is a sex worker. He's a sex worker because men, and he told me of prominent men in the city who seek and solicit his services. I kid you not. I was laughing. I thought it was funny, but it wasn't funny. So he showed me the app. There is an app for that. Believe it or not, where they go in, and he said his primary customers are straight men. Men who come to the society and say they're straight. They have a wife, they have children, and they're the ones who are seeking him. And because it's an app, he meets them wherever. Do you hear what I am saying? Men with men committing shameful acts. That's why we have climate change. We call it climate change. That's why the children are born the way they are. That's why drugs are rampant. That is the question. That is the answer why we're all burning. We are burning because we're doing what is wrong. Whether you like it or not, put me on the cross, kill me, pilfer me. You know what? It's not going to change this word that was written thousands of years ago. It is not going to change this one fundamental fact. You can't sit there and tell me, "Oh, well, because I was touched, I was sexually molested when I was 6 years old. A painful situation that happened to me." Do you see me turning to women? Do you see me with some girl on my shoulder crying? Because this justifies why my ex-husband beat me black and blue. A thing that has so traumatized my children to this day, we can't talk about it. I've written books about it. My ex abandoned me because he cheated. Do you see me turning to women? Or do you see me just sitting here saying, I'll just wait on the will of God? Why? If I can do it, you can. There is no excuse then for any of us to say, to blame childhood traumas. And they are real. I have night terrors from childhood traumas. I went through therapy. I had to self-diagnose myself in my study of psychology to get help heal myself. So it is real. But do you know why those things happen? Because lust, control, our actions. And people were leaving the natural use of our bodies. So by the same token then, adults are supposed to have sex with adults. So the people who have sex with children, they're wrong. You know what that is? Lust controlling our actions. That's how it is introduced. So we're very clear. The Bible is very clear on what homosexuality is. I know I love you all, but I look at you just like how God sees all of us. I look at you as someone who is in need of grace and mercy. And I know in your arrogance, and as the Bible says, you are full of your wisdom and your knowledge. Honey, if they haven't told you, you're going to hell if you don't repent. If you don't sit there and say, Lord Jesus, help me out of this. Lord Jesus, no matter what they're trying to tell me that it's okay, if you don't help me, I'm going to die and die such a horrific way. I'm going to go to hell. I am just telling you that because before it happens. We all have challenges in our environment. We all have family members who say, I will come to you and confess that something terrible happened to them when they were this and that. And now you have to explain, well, this explains why you think this way. But that's not God's will for your life. And that's how you conclude it by saying, you tell them that's not God's will for your life. Whether you say it as vociferously as I'm saying, or you say it gently like a grandma, the effect is still the same. It is still not God's plan, and it is still wrong because it's not God's plan. It is not politically correct for many preachers to preach it today, so they're not touching it because they're all guilty. Either they know of someone who has done it within their ranks, or they themselves are doing it. They themselves are guilty of their own lust controlling their actions. They know about these things and they don't speak up about it. And that's why God is emptying every one of their churches. Why? Because it was wrong then and it is wrong now. You cannot violate the word of God in this part of it and expect that it is going to be okay. Look how we kill people randomly. We call it war and we just kill people. We shoot people. We proliferate guns and allow access to guns to be pervasive so people can just kill people. And you all expect and you wonder why you look around your children and your grandchildren and wonder why they're on drugs. You wonder why you enslaved people and used people for human trafficking and sold them and worked them without paying them. And you wonder why your children and grandchildren rise up against you. This is why. What is the natural use of our bodies? Did we just read that here? That women in every translation, I made sure I read it in your hearing so that you can't say I made it up. Because I know you're looking at me and you're like, look at her. How dare her speak to me like that? I am a minister of the gospel. I paid the price for this. So when I come to you and tell you that it is, I am making no apologies about it. It is written. I did not write it. I did not decree it. God did. And as a minister of the gospel, I am held accountable for not telling you. Guess what? I read enough about the Bible to know that there is a hell. I don't want to go there. I don't want to burn in hell. But I don't want you to burn in hell either. So I'm telling you how to avoid it, whether you like it or not. So maybe you don't like that old white preacher. You know what I mean? Because you think he's a MAGA supporter or whatever. Every now and then they do speak the truth. So maybe you don't want to hear it from him because he reminds you of racism. Okay. So maybe you don't want to hear it from someone who is black because, you know, maybe they remind you of slavery. Okay, so maybe you'll take it from me because I don't remind you of anything. I just look like a person. Is that what it is? Is that what? So will you now hear what I am saying? Because I'm a mixture of both the black and the white. So I can sit here in the middle. God created me and say, okay, you won't hear from this one. You won't take it from that one. Will you take it from the one in the middle? So I sit in the middle. And guess what? If you cut me right now, the same blood that flows out of you flows out of you. So let me tell you about the love of God. So God loves us. And he loves even you who is struggling with it. You're like, I don't know. I have these inclinations. I want you to examine yourself. Examine yourself. Where does this come from? What is promoting this? Am I consuming media that is telling me it's okay to do this? It's like I see all these parents today who say their children are transgender and their children are this. Are you crazy? Can you let your children grow up to be 25 and make a choice about themselves instead of you forcing a choice on them because you want to be in the news and you want attention? Can you leave them alone? Because you're going to pay the price. Because you need to be mindful. So you there, but my child, this, you are the one. Some of us women, some of us mothers are guilty of telling our sons we wish we had a daughter. Some of us are guilty of telling our daughters we wish we had a son. And then we dress them appropriately. Tell your son to put on some lipstick. It will look good on you when they're little boys. And then they grow up all day long thinking that that's how they should look. And the root cause of this homosexual spirit is a hatred of women. Just like they're going to throw all the rocks that they can at me. I know it's not popular, but you know what? I got to say what God says. And I am done. When I'm done, it is what it's going to be. Because the truth of God's word, if I'm going to believe Genesis, then I'm going to believe Revelation, then I got to believe Romans chapter 1. If I'm going to believe that God forgives all of us and that redemption, according to Romans 10 and 10, by faith we are saved. By faith we have been engrafted into the heirs and successors of the promises made to Abraham, the spiritual promises. Then if I'm going to believe that, then I got to believe Romans chapter 1 as well. It all is part of God's work and God's plan. So now you know for sure that having no wife was never a plan of God. Why? He made the model for us. Did he not? Did he not put Adam and Eve together? Was that not the model? If you look in creation, have you seen two male dogs coming together and making another dog? Have you seen two male alligators mating, coming together and mating? No. So even the animals got it right. And here we are, we humans, in our arrogance, thinking, and in our arrogance, and we think we're so smart. And look what we have done. Do you know that in America, a gay man has more rights than a 12-year-old girl? Did you know that? The Supreme Court struck down my right to reproductive freedom, but a gay man can go and get married whomever he wants. That's where we have gone. I want you to think about that. And I want you to think about this. I want you to think about what the Bible says in the Amplified Version, in the New Living Translation, in the New International Version, in the New King James Version, and of course in the King James Version. We need to get it together and we need to get on with it. Amen. Amen. Be blessed, everybody.